Episode 120.
We grew up in a home with a single mom, and she was responsible for four kids, and oftentimes the family car was not operable. It sat in the driveway, and the reason is that we didn't have money to fix the car. So he took that lesson that he learned as a young man, that if someone had been there to help my mom with her car, maybe our lives would have been a little bit easier. So that's how Family Service Day was born.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional.
On Point.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here, and thanks for listening to Remarkable Results Radio. And welcome to episode 120 with Suzanne Hawley from Family Service Day. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards loyalty program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. Hey, don't forget that your mobile listening options have grown with the addition of Google Play Music that now hosts my podcast, along with Apple iTunes and Stitcher Radio. The podcast is easy to find on each of these venues, and you'll have the episodes at the ready when the time is best for you to keep current with the pulse of aftermarket wisdom. Now get ready to meet Suzanne Hawley from Family Service Day. She is the executive director of this award-winning organization with a mission to help businesses do well by doing good. Family Service Day helps local shop owners and their employees get involved in supporting their community by sharing their talents and services with families in need. Suzanne talks about how she and her brother, Charlie Marcott, who is Family Service Day founder and a shop owner, grew up in a single-parent household and needed support, just like Family Service Day is providing throughout the country through successful shop owners. So why listen? Find out how Family Service Day connects service professionals with local nonprofits to find the best candidates for you to help. Learn about the value of having an event blueprint that outlines every step to holding your event, and how the aftermarket sponsor is getting behind this effort to help support the service professional in many different ways. Hey, when you give back to your community, it helps build a story of who you are and not what you do. So listen to this great story of how Family Service Day can help service professionals give back to their communities and become community heroes. Listen to Suzanne Hawley show you the way. Here we go. It's nice to be with Suzanne Hawley, Executive Director of Family Service Day. Suzanne, are you ready to go on point?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Suzanne, you're here because I'm a big advocate for all service professionals that do philanthropic things inside their neighborhoods. And you and I met at the Women's Board meeting back in Orlando a few months ago. And I was so impressed with your program that I wanted to share it with the world, and I wanted you to share it.
So, well, I'm excited to do that.
Yeah. Give me the 30-second elevator speech.
Sure. So Family Service Day has a program that's designed specifically for the automotive industry, and it's called Keeping Cars Kickin'. And what we do is we work with independent repair shops across the country to help them stay competitive while increasing the safety and reliability of transportation. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
So you help service professionals create an event in their facility that helps the community?
Absolutely. It's really a unique way for the shop owners and employees to get involved in supporting their community. And what we're hearing from a lot of the shop owners is that they want to be more involved in their community. It's a tough time out there. Advertising is not working the way that it did 10 or 15 years ago, and they need something to differentiate themselves from their competition. The events that we plan are doing exactly that. On the actual day that a shop holds an event, we call it Family Service Day, Keeping Cars Kickin', okay, they open their doors on a day that they're normally closed. So for most shops that are not open on Saturday, they'll have their event on Saturday.
Okay.
And they invite families that need a hand up to come in to receive preventative maintenance and auto care education.
Okay. So you're saying that the vehicles that come in on this special day, it's not open to the public? Are they specifically selected to come in?
That's a great question, and it's probably one of the hardest things about the program is finding the right people to come in for the Family Service Day event. And we've solved that issue for the shops by connecting them with nonprofit partners. So, for example, if you, Carm, owned a shop and you had a real affinity for helping people in your community that were single parents, we might suggest to you that you work with Big Brothers Big Sisters, who happens to be one of our official nonprofit partners.
Okay.
Because the nonprofit knows who in the community really needs help, they can provide the names of the people to the shop owner. And the shop owner will actually only invite a certain number of people to the event.
So there's some legwork here on your part.
Well, what we do is partner with the shops and actually teach them the entire process. The cornerstone of our program is really our blueprint, and we have taken the lessons that we've learned from planning over 30 events and put it into a document that they can actually follow step by step, and it covers every aspect of choosing a date, choosing who your guests will be, how to work with the local media, how to connect to local business sponsors that might want to be involved in the event. So everything is right there for the shop owner.
You know, I follow a lot of my my alumni guests from the show on Facebook. And I just recently saw Judy Walter put up a family service day for this Saturday, I believe. And do you know what she's doing there?
Oh, absolutely. I've been working with Judy's daughter, Jackie.
Ah, yes.
And she and I met briefly at the Women's Board down in Florida. She knew about Family Service Day before we met down in Florida. She came home. She scheduled the event right away. And her event is actually next Saturday, April 30th.
Oh, okay. Well, that's exciting. So here's someone who said, hey, I would love to partner with Family Service Day and do this Keeping Cars Kicking program because it's a lot easier to do. I mean, this blueprint that you bring, it's almost like tab A into slot B.
Exactly. And I remember the conversation I had with Jackie when I returned from Orlando, and I went through some of the blueprint with her over the phone. Jackie's a quick study. There's no doubt about it. She is the poster child for someone who is planning a great event. She's had a lot of experience. But she said to me, Suzanne, thank you so much, because I always wanted to do something like this, but I really had no way. I didn't know how to do it.
Right. Yeah.
So really, we're teaching the shops how to market themselves through the blueprint. We also offer coaching. Each shop is assigned a coach that is there to walk them through any questions, give them ideas, and I think that's also very valuable to the shops that they always have someone to talk to.
Suzanne, what's in the blueprint?
There's a lot in the blueprint. If you look at the year since 2009, when we started having an event, we actually took all of the important information and lessons that we learned and created a step-by-step document. So if you think about the templates that we provide, the shop has access to a template for media advisory. All they have to do is input their own information and add a little bit about their company, and they've got a professional media advisory that they can share with their local media.
Well, media advisory, you really mean a press release.
Well, yes, it is a press release. We have found that the media advisory before the event alerts the press that this company is having an event without actually inviting them to attend.
I see. Okay, I get it. What else?
We have scripts that can be used for Facebook posts. We have a script that the shop owner can use when he introduces Family Service Day to his technicians. So we've really thought about what did we have to learn along the way to have a successful event, and we create all of the templates to help the shops do the things that we know need to get done. And it's added to every day. Just yesterday, my marketing person said, Suzanne, there's that poster that we did for the shop down in Pennsylvania. I think that would be useful to put in the blueprint. I said, you're right. We did that for a reason. Let's add it to the blueprint. Shop owners teach us after every event things that we can do better. So we adjust the blueprint. We add to it. It's really a living document.
Being a top technician takes a lot of hard work. and you can't do it alone. I believe you would agree, vehicle technologies, repair procedures, and diagnostics are changing every year. That's where Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Guru Garage can help. The Garage Gurus program has been designed by and for technicians and offers the most comprehensive program of support tools in the industry. There's a nationwide network of Guru on-site training and technology centers where you can get hands-on training with the equipment and tools needed to solve real work-related challenges. And when you can't make it to on-site training, there's Gurus Online, a 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of course options. Garage Gurus also helps where it matters most, on the job, in your shop. Their Gurus on the Go technology fleet, well, they bring the latest products and technology demos right to you. If you need a quick part lookup, the Gurus On Demand app gives you fast, easy, and accurate info. And when you need help with a technical issue, their bilingual ASE-certified Gurus On Call are ready to help. And this year, they're introducing their Garage Rewards loyalty program, which gets you points towards free gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts brands. It costs nothing to join, and you could start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com, learn all about the Garage Gurus program, and start earning points today. So, Suzanne, how hard is it to do your first event?
The first event is most challenging if shops have never done the event before. But what I also want to really point to is that it does not matter what size shop you are. If you're a small shop and you're a mom and pop shop, we have shops that are just the owner and their son-in-law running the shop. They can have just as successful event as someone that has five locations and will be servicing 25 cars on that day of service. It's really about the quality, not the quantity.
You've got, what, 30 to 35 under your belt. The company has been formed just recently, and you find a great niche in the through service professionals in the U.S.
Absolutely. We've had events in over 16 states in the last 2 years. And now, as of yesterday, actually, Carm, it's pretty exciting. Shops across the country can sign up and become service providers by going to our website, to the Join Us page. And we've added some really great programs for the 2016 Family Service Day program, including member rewards. So the door is open for those shops that want to participate and join a movement that is really changing the way small businesses are operating.
There's a lot going on under the covers, because you and I sat, we talked for 45 minutes in Orlando, and I still never got enough of everything that you guys were doing. And that's why I wanted to have you on. I wanted to share what you were doing with the world. So how did you guys start? I mean, you work with your brother?
I do. Before I started with Family Service Day 2 years ago, I had my own business, and I worked in the marine industry. So it's kind of interesting when you transition my skills as a PR and advertising person from marine to automotive. It's just a different product. It's the same routine. I'm excited to be in an industry that also supports my family history. My brother Charlie is the owner of American Pride Automotive in Virginia. And back in 2009, he came up with this idea for Family Service Day because he was actually opening up a second shop. And he said to himself, what am I going to do to let people know who I am in the community? And he thought about it and said, well, I don't have a lot of money to advertise, but I can fix cars. Looking back at his own history, which happens to be my history, we grew up in a home with a single mom, and she was responsible for four kids, and oftentimes the family car was not operable. It sat in the driveway, and the reason is that we didn't have money to fix the car. So he took that lesson that he learned as a young man, that if someone had been there to help my mom with her car, maybe our lives would have been a little bit easier.
Got it.
So that's how Family Service Day was born in 2009.
Great, great story. No doubt it started from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you said earlier that Family Service Day and the blueprint can bring differentiation to a shop in the community. But I also remember you saying that each event is different. This isn't like a rubber stamp, is it?
Absolutely not. The beauty of working with these independent repair shops is that they already have a brand of their own. What they're wanting to do is engage with their community in a new and unique fashion. So Family Service Day really fits into what they're currently doing, but provides a much more organized approach.
I got it. Now, 16 different states, you're the executive director. What's it cost for someone to get on board and be part of your program?
Great question. So in the new program for 2016, service providers can sign up by joining as a service member, and they pay a $1,000 initiation fee, which is an annual fee.
Okay.
Now, that will give them access to all of our training, the blueprint, the coaching. We also have added member rewards so that our industry partners like Jasper Engines and Transmissions and Advanced Professional, ATI, Auto Vitals, they all want to give back to the shop owners who have decided to make Family Service Day part of their company mission. So in the example of Jasper, they are providing a $200 voucher to be used towards any of their products after the event is held. And then in addition to that, they'll pay up to $500 towards the initiation fee for the shop if the shop is a Jasper installer. Advance Auto Parts and Advance Professional, very generous contribution of $200 gift cards for every shop that holds an event. So.
And those could be used, those could be given away in a raffle.
Well, the gift cards are to be used as from the shop owner to purchase parts through Advance Auto Parts.
Oh, to help out the people that are coming in for a service on that day.
It really helps them cover the cost oil and filters and possibly some brake pads to help those families during that day.
So I'm having this event. I'm bringing people in. Would I ever partner with any other local merchants and make them part of what I'm doing?
Absolutely. And that's a big part of the success of Family Service Day. The shop owners are encouraged to go out and talk to businesses that they're already connected to. A lot of times we'll say, start with your bank, start with your insurance company. Let them know what you're doing. Let them know that they can be part of it. And to help cover the cost of the event and to give them some great advertising, we suggest a $300 fee to be part of Family Service Day so that they can have their banner there on that Family Service Day event. And it gives the local business a way to give back to a company that's doing great things in the community.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. Now, this isn't advertised to the public. This is private. So any exposure that a merchant would get with would only get it from the people that attend, or would they do any kind of press release afterwards and says, hey, we were part of this great event, we helped this many people?
Right. Some of the suggestions that we have for shops is that they let people know through Facebook that they're having an event and explain who they're going to help, what the day is. And certainly some people will come and want to congratulate the shop for having the event. They might stop by for lunch. But it is a closed event as far as the guests that come for Family Service Day come through the the selected nonprofit partner, mm-hmm. and appointments are necessary. So the guests that are there come through the nonprofit, and it is a closed by appointment only event.
Give me some ideas of other nonprofits that you work with.
Sure. Well, here in New Hampshire, we work with Families in Transition. We also have worked with Habitat for Humanity. They love the program because if you think about what they're doing for families, once that family gets into a home, now they've got a mortgage. Now they're trying to figure out, well, how do we pay for our car? Mm-hmm. So it's a program that they see as a sustainable solution for their families that are really trying hard to create a new life for themselves.
So this is cause marketing, in essence, and what your service is it really helps a business owner how to really do this. And that goes back to your blueprint, and that's what keeps going through my mind. Not everyone was destined to know exactly how to do something this big, and mm-hmm. that's where you guys come in. Involve the community, work with your suppliers, get their vouchers, maybe charge a little admission for a fellow business person to come in. It looks like you've covered all the bases.
Well, I think that we have, but every shop teaches us something new. The point of Family Service Day is not to create an added expense for the shop. In most cases, when the blueprint is followed, the event can cost them nothing. And if you look for the local sponsors and you look to your parts suppliers and ask for help, most of the time you'll find that you'll have all of your needs met.
This seems to be more about I care for my community than I care about the image of my company.
Well, when you think about it, Carm, there are so many opportunities to give back in a community, and these shops are doing it in many different ways. By creating this event, what the shops are doing is creating a story about who they are, not just what they do. They're creating an amazing brand story that can be shared. It becomes part of their marketing program. So they talk about it on their website. They talk about it in Facebook. They tell their neighbors that, yes, I repair cars, but I also do this great thing to give back to my community.
Got it. So the shops really are the heroes of this program.
They are absolutely the heroes. And I've been to many events across the country, and I have to say that our program attracts a very special type of person. Someone who is just worried about the bottom line will probably not look at Family Service Day as a solution for them. But what we're seeing is those shop owners that really care about giving back, that care about their community, and they care about their employees and the culture of their company, they're all in. You don't have to work too hard to explain the program before they say, I want to do this.
Suzanne, what's coming up? Obviously, you've come from in a very short amount of time, a lot of great things. Now you're excited about the website. People can sign up right there. So you must have some really great, exciting plans coming up. Any national events?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. We offer shops the ability to participate in 2 national days of service per year. And our next national day of service will be October 15th. 2016. And the value to the shop owner to participate in a national day of service is that they have a local event that they can talk about in their own community, but it's tied to a much more national presence.
Okay.
We've got magazines that are following what we're doing, trade journals that are really interested in what these shops are doing and why they're doing it. So we can really provide them with a lot of national support on those days of service.
Okay, you had mentioned earlier that Advance Pro was working with you and Jasper. Is there any other maybe national corporate sponsors?
Absolutely. We are working with Automotive Training Institute right now.
Okay. Yeah, you had mentioned that. That's great. Mm-hmm. But any other parts suppliers?
Not at this time. I have to say that we have a very special relationship with Advance Professional. Back in 2014, when we went to CarQuest Auto Parts before it was part of Advance Auto Parts, it was the team there that really gave us our start. And we owe a lot to them, Al Wheeler and his team there. So they are very involved with Family Service Day and have been a big supporter of our company and our mission from the beginning.
Well, that's great. If I didn't buy from that parts supplier, could I go to my parts supplier and says, hey, here's what I'm doing. Let me tell you all about it. Could you give me some help?
Oh, absolutely. We have independent repair shops that have their favorite shop parts supplier.
Right.
Could be AC Delco, could be NAPA, and we leave it up to them.
Right.
Advanced Professional really wants to incentivize them to work with them, and this is a great way for the shop owners to have a good experience and to work with Advanced Professional. So it's a win-win for Advanced Professional.
Got it. But if we're doing something for the community and helping people out, I imagine that a service professional is going to go ask, like you say, their favorite supplier. Wow, this is exciting. This is great. I have never heard of something on a national basis that brings a blueprint to the service professional that basically they just add water and work with the local community and they're helping out.
Mm-hmm.
You should be pretty much commended for it. Keeping cars kicking. What a great slogan. I like that.
Thank you.
Boy, Suzanne, it was just great to have you here. Thanks so much for sharing. I'll make sure that your website is in the show notes. And if anyone can get a hold of you, can they get a hold of you through the website?
Absolutely. There's a toll-free number on the website that they can reach us at. And thank you again for this opportunity. It was really great to talk to you today.
Anything we can do to better our industry and improve the image that we have everywhere.
I agree.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you, Carm.
Hey, aftermarketers, thank you so much for listening. Now find additional show notes on Family Service Day and links to their site on the show's episodes page on Remarkable Results Radio. And that's also the place where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release, industry links, and also resources. Hey, I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.